Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chelsea Echo. Welcome to a voice note review of Aston Villa 2, Chelsea 1. Where do you even start with that? That was just, I think, a carbon copy yet again of Chelsea's failures over the past 2-3 months have come home to roost yet again. Started strongly, a goal early doors from Enzo Fernandez. Chelsea looked to be in control of the game, pushing on really well, and then all of a sudden it all falls apart in the second half. Aston Villa scoring 2 goals courtesy of their January signings. Imagining what can happen if you actually sign some players and make your squad stronger in January. Enough said about that, really. The same stuff would be said every single week. Paul Winstanley, Lawrence Stewart, lads, hello, evening, hope you're doing well. That was just them texting me, by the way, hopefully, saying, sorry, Louis, we've actually messed up there. But no, I sincerely doubt that is the case. And that's them again apologising. Chelsea were simply not cut out for it. It was not something which I was overly impressed with. And yet again, the team just fall flat on their arse. Obviously, we've just done final score, so you know there's that to obviously listen back to if you want to listen to a bit more about it. We had a guy called Paul who was at the game, and the fans are flat, the team is flat, everything's kind of just not quite there, and it's not ticking over. And we've got people in positions throughout the club who have no experience in how to handle the situations, and it doesn't really help when your manager uses the buzzwords, they gave everything. Oh, Enzo, what have you done there? You've just signed your own death warrant, mate. it's the same things over and over. When you hear about how he wasn't a fan of how we were playing at the beginning of the season, despite the fact we were winning games, he wanted to bore teams into and lull them into this false sense of security where Chelsea had the ball. And you can just see now that everyone is so flat and tired of it. It feels like a sorry 2.0 situation. I'm not going to sit here and say Enzo Maresca out. I feel like he's an easy target in amongst a whole situation where if you got rid of the manager, I don't think it makes a difference. Because whilst those sporting directors are still in charge, whilst the ownership do not change their model, as me and Dan have said, since the summer, Chelsea are not going to go anywhere but downwards and regress. It's going to be something which is incredibly tough for the team to handle. And you could see that with Enzo Fernandez's face. He was in a position where he very much was tired at the end of the game. You could see that he was hurting. You could see that he cares. And it's really tough to watch this mess continue to fall apart. It's something which I think the league position really hides Chelsea's dismal failings. And I think that is even more reinforced by the fact that, put it this way, if Aston Villa had actually managed to keep those matter of millimetres onside against Liverpool, they'd actually have leapfrogged us in the table. Chelsea wouldn't be anywhere near them in this point of time. In fact, we'd be, we'd be 2 points behind them. They'd be into those European spots, chasing the Champions League and actually showing what happens when you build a squad that is capable of challenging for that place in the table. Because Chelsea right now are just continuing to fall away. It was only a matter of months ago where we were discussing potential title charges. Obviously, from our case, it was, let's have a bit of a laugh about it. But, you know, Chelsea were back, according to many outlets, and obviously now it's kind of caught up, and you know, football fans are fickle, so you know, it's going to be interesting to see how this all develops over the next sort of 2-3 months and how Chelsea tackle these issues. Because Enzo Maresca has really put himself in a position now when he talks about how going out of the cups means that the team can focus on the league. You're out of the cups, Enzo, the performances haven't improved. You talk about how we need top four now, getting at the canteen all around you about a month ago, apparently, and now seeing these results, it just doesn't seem to bode well. It's something which is extremely worrying, and I don't know what's going to happen here. Again, just to reinforce, I'm not talking about sacking the manager. I think that would be I think that would be ludicrous, if I'm honest. I just think that's purely because I don't think there's anyone out there that fits the bill better, purely because I don't think the managers of any elite calibre would touch Chelsea with a barge pole, as you can see by our lack of movement in the market and the lack of quality that we're bringing in. It's heinous. It's embarrassing. And it's something which needs to be rectified very quickly. So we'll have to see what happens. But this has been your review. Voice note review, obviously, normally is what it would be. But of course, in this case, it's just a standard review. Dan didn't watch the game. He was busy living his life. And I wish I'd done the same thing. But that has been the Chelsea Echo. If you have enjoyed this, we would appreciate a 5-star review on all good audio platforms. Really, really helps the pod out as we look to continue to build and build a community where, even when we are a bit bullish and a bit unhappy, we can still engage in a strong, healthy conversation despite the fact that Chelsea are falling apart. But yeah, that has been that. Make sure you follow us on all of our socials. Follow everyone involved with the Echo, myself, Dan, The Score and Rambles. And we will see you for Southampton. Jesus Christ, that's going to be a mess.